Her worry translated into a discreet request to be included in the invitation to senior administrative personnel to meet the new military commander of Xavier's defense. That amounted to a reception and meeting to follow on the orbital station. Harris, who had met all but Garavay before, mingled easily and worked her way to the back of the group.
Commodore Garavay, commanding the battle group, sent in response to your call for help.
Harris did not let her eyebrows rise at that, but wondered why he was trying to impress. True, Commodore was the correct term for someone commanding a battle group, but a battle group was defined as a formation comprising at least two heavy cruisers. Commonly, battle groups had two heavy cruisers, a light cruiser, and 3 to 5 patrol ships. One cruiser and a couple of patrol ships could be a battle group only if you'd just lost the others in combat. Garavay had a strong boned face well padded with flesh. She noticed that his gaze locked on the person to whom he spoke, a fervent intensity that, in other people, she had found to accompany both the ability and willingness to lie convincingly. Still, his first questions to the General Secretary were reasonable, as he asked for clarification of the message that had brought him and the raiders' attack. He listened to the somewhat rambling report the General Secretary's aide gave. Harris winced at some of the inaccuracies which Garavay patiently dissected, and then commended the Xavierans on their successful response.
Captain Serrano helped us out when the raider attacked.
Serrano? Harris Serrano? You were lucky.
The emphasis could be taken either way. Harris waited to see how he would shade it. He still did not look at her, as if he had not noticed her among the others.
I never had the honor of serving in the same organization with Captain Serrano, but I believe she had a distinguished record.
His gaze raked the assembly and snagged only briefly on hers before passing on. So he did recognize her, and had no intention of acknowledging her at this meeting.
She blew that raider neatly enough.
I dare say. From what you've said, a cobbled-up mismatch of weaponry and hull. Not much threat, really. Though I understand you're being anxious for the station. Even a gap-toothed wolf can bite.
Harris blinked. They weren't going to like that. Neither the words nor the tone, not after the previous raids they'd suffered. And where had he heard about the raiders' design flaws? She didn't think her crew had gossiped about that among the stationers, though she'd ask before making the obvious connection.
I hardly think a radar capable of blowing our main station out of the sky could be called a gap-toothed wolf, Commodore.
The General Secretary glanced around for support and got it in the expressions of others.
Those raiders have been at us for a decade, during which no one from the RSS has seen fit.
But it didn't blow your station, did it? Not this time nor any other. So why do you think it could? Because Captain Serrano told you so?
Harris could feel the stubbornness, as if it were a visible pall hanging smog-like over their heads. Surely Garavay knew how they'd react. Why would he want them to react like this, stiffening into dislike of him? With a war looming, he should be doing what he could to rally the civilians behind him. Perhaps he was one of those officers who thought civilians were all fools, good only for providing the money to keep the fleet going. Perhaps he assumed that if he dismissed their fear of the raider, they would then believe him when he told them something else was a threat. Whatever his intent, she knew it was a mistake. When the meeting broke up, he made a point of coming to her side.
Well, Captain Serrano, I never had the pleasure of meeting you before.
This close, the strong face with its bright green eyes had a raffish charm.
My misfortune, I must say. Of course, I heard. Your family has branches everywhere, it seems.
Harris decided there was no advantage to be gained by pretense.
Isn't calling one cruiser and two patrols a battle group a bit much?
His eyes widened a moment, then narrowed as he grinned, squeezing the light from their green until they looked almost black.
Surely you don't feel an obligation to explain. I thought it would reassure the locals and convince them they weren't forgotten. It's not likely to be anything much here. Certainly nothing to justify a real battle group. And if this satisfies them, well...
Harris shrugged as if she didn't care and glanced around the compartment.
I merely commented. If there were veterans here, for instance, they might say something.
Barring you, I don't expect to find any veterans. Xavier apparently sent few recruits to the fleet. Those old enough to retire chose more populous worlds. Not that I blame them.
It's not a bad place.
Harris found it more than interesting that he had bothered to check on Xavier's recruitment to Fleet and where its veterans went.
You think not? I hate Ag Worlds myself. Dirty. Backward. Half of them free birthers whose discontented spawns scrabble for a way off planet and clog the ranks of unskilled labor hanging around spaceports. I'd like to eat as much as anyone, but we could subsist quite well without them.
His venom surprised her. She wondered what had given him a dislike for Ag Worlds. Had he come from one?
It has strategic importance, at least.
If the Black Scratch is crazy enough to attack through here, I'm not going to be able to stop them. Surely you don't think they will. It'd be a very inefficient approach.
There's the spinner jump point.
That? Fleet's got a couple of battle groups on the other side. Black Scratch can't take it. They must know that.
Harris opened her mouth to protest this obvious idiocy and stopped.
I suppose. They used to have just a single cruiser.
Ah, no wonder you're worried. Of course, you wouldn't know the current dispositions.
So you're just here to show the flag, as it were?
He grinned at her. He had a good grin, one she might have liked if she hadn't known all the rest.
Something like that. Perhaps snag another raider? By the way, I didn't mean to slight your accomplishment in there. Going after a raider, even a shoddy thing like that, with a rich lady's yacht, took guts. And you couldn't know how incompetent the raider was until afterwards.
No. To tell you the truth, I was more than half expecting to be blown away myself. The only advantage of being small is that you're hard to detect in the first place and hard to hit in the second.
Lucky for you, the raider had no decent weaponry. Did he even get off one shot?
A couple, but inaccurate, as you say, he had no decent weaponry. He just looked dangerous.
And these poor sods have been paying tribute to that sort of trash. Well, I can take care of that. Tell me, how long do you plan to be in the system?
Harris frowned as if it bothered her.
I don't know. Lady Cecilia is visiting bloodstock farms. I think she expects to find the perfect horse genes somewhere and go back into eventing.
And you have to hang around until your owner is through? Lucky you. It's almost like being back in the fleet, isn't it? Hanging around, waiting on someone else's bright ideas. Of course, your owner's a rejuvenant. She has plenty of time.
Interesting. He didn't know she owned the ship herself. It wouldn't have been big news, not with everything else going on, but he might have picked it out of the data net if he'd looked for it. Would she, in his place? Of course. On the other hand, never assume the enemy is stupid. Perhaps he was just sounding her out.
I suppose so. But so are many admirals, aren't they?
True enough. I don't suppose you could lend me your onboard weaponry. Beef up this old clunker they've got here. Use it as a decoy or something.
Sorry, it's not much, and you'd have to take the hull apart to get it out anyway. You can't imagine what it took to get it installed in the first place. Anyway, since Lady Cecilia paid for it, I suppose it's really hers. Of course, you could confiscate the whole ship if it's really an emergency.
Oh, no, nothing like that. Although if your employer is nervous, I would advise you to get her out of here.
I'll speak to her.
That pleased him. His eyelid flickered. He wanted her gone. He wanted her weapons gone. What was he up to? She itched to get back to Kutsudis and his scans. She was ready to throw roses all over her Aunt Admiral and even Arash Levadi. With any luck, and Kutsudis made his own, he would have the probes in place, and she would soon have an ear in this fellow's private councils.